This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G20 summit in Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro today. Mr. Modi is also expected to hold separate meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi, US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will be among the leaders who will attend the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro today and tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Brazil this morning on the second leg of his three-nation visit. India is part of the G20 Troika, along with Brazil and South Africa, and has been actively contributing to the ongoing G20 summit discussions. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the Voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. The theme for this year's G20 summit is Building a Just World and a Sustainable Planet, where Brazil would prioritize the issues of social inclusion, poverty, sustainable development, and reform of global governance institutions. The 19th G20 Declaration can be the step forward from where the New Delhi Declaration left. Initiatives against poverty and hunger, negotiations on digital divide, women-led development and SDGs can help bridge the gaps of inequality, bringing prosperity in an inclusive manner. Talking to Akashvani News, India's Sherpa to the 19th G20, Amitabh Kant, reiterated the inclusive approach of G20 and the complex negotiations that are still undergoing.
India has been very instrumental, Prime Minister Modi has been very instrumental in making G20 an inclusive society, and the voice of the African Union will have to be heard very strongly at the Brazil summit also. And therefore, I think India has played a key and a critical role, and African Union will play a very major role in Brazil.
The election campaign has reached its final stage in Jharkhand as the state is fully geared up for the second and final phase of polling on the 20th of this month. Today, on the last day of campaigning, political heavyweights from various political parties will make a final push to woo the voters. Political parties will make last-ditch efforts to attract voters in 38 constituencies of Santhal and Koyalanchal regions. In this phase, several high-profile seats will go to polls, including Dumka, Shikaripara, Deoghar and Littipara. On the last day of the election campaign, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election rallies in Sahibganj, Godda, Dumka, Deoghar and Ranchi. BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will try to woo the voters in Sahibganj, Jamtara and Deoghar. Today is the last day of campaigning for the Maharashtra Assembly elections. Leaders of various political parties are making all-out efforts to gain support of the voters. Polling in the state is scheduled on 20th November and the counting of votes will be held on 23rd November. Union Minister and Bharatiya Janata Party leader Amit Shah is expected to address a rally in Navi Mumbai today. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be addressing media persons in Mumbai today. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in favour of MVA candidates in Pune and Ahmednagar. NCP SP leader Supriya Sule will be campaigning in Solapur and Pune. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level with an average of air quality index AQI of 487 as of 11 a.m. today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI at Delhi's Punjabi Bagh station was recorded at 497, Bhavana at 495, Wazirpur at 494, Anand Vihar at 492 and Shadipur at 479. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. In archery, reigning Asian Games champion Jyoti Surekha Vennam clinched the gold medal in the women's compound event at the GT Open in Luxembourg. Competing in the GT Open for the first time, Jyoti played brilliantly throughout the tournament and secured the title with a 147-145 win against Sarah Prales of Belgium yesterday. Meanwhile, in the men's compound event, Abhishek bagged the silver medal. He fell just short of claiming gold despite scoring a perfect 150 in the final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.